expertes de votre région ou d'une région à proximité est rouge. Afin de limiter la propagation de la COVID-19, les rassemblements d'amis ou de familles dans les résidences et cours privées sont interdits. Les déplacements entre régions sont à éviter et les déplacements vers les zones jaunes sont interdits. De plus, il est défendu de quitter son domicile entre 20h et 5h le matin. Visitez québec.ca/coronavirus pour connaître les mesures en place. Respectez toutes les règles, tout le temps, sans exception. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT is hiring a spoken word coordinator. Do you have a passion for storytelling and amplifying perspectives outside of the mainstream media landscape? Are you interested in working at a collectively run, independent community radio station? CKUT's spoken word coordinator is a full-time position starting June 1st that is responsible for the coordination of all CKUT's spoken word programming and is part of CKUT's collective management committee. The position is 35 hours a week, pays $18.36 an hour, and applications will be accepted until 9 a.m. on May 3rd, 2021. Please visit ckut.ca for more details. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal.
18 hammers fall in our lives. Ain't no hammer again. Ring like mine. Yeah!
Funky Revolutions, for the fattest of the funk and other liberation musics. Saturdays, 2 to 4 p.m., pure funk and the shuffle of people marching in the streets. On CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Everything I do gonna be funky.
Revolution, yo.
Tremblez, partout ça pète, partout ça chauffe, les gens sont enragés. Le monde doit For your mind and for your hips, this is music from the mothership. The Cassette Archives, 25 years of funky revolutions. Today's episode 18 presents part 10 of our ongoing South Africa series on the development of soul, funk, and jazz in South Africa, particularly during apartheid. We continue with part 10 with our look at disco jive as we move away from soul, but really look at some of the political aspects of this music, both from townships and urban centers. Ces rythmes internationaux dits funky, et ces dernières dissolutions que nous nommons la révolution. Restez bien des nôtres on the Mothership Connection, Funky Revolutions.
We declare our right on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary. Thank you.
Les doux sons du Sénégalais, Sékou Kiéta. L'album intitulé 22 cordes, bien sûr, fait référence à son instrument. Sur les ondes du peuple, l'homme invisible ou Mickey Nathan Mutoma. Nouveau album sorti avec Arc Records, un des grands Sénégalais avec le Cora. Un album qui fait référence, bien sûr, aux 22 cordes potentielles de cet instrument. Restez bien des nôtres avec moi-même, Khalid. C'est Rythme International dit Funky. Entre cette musique internationale, les rythmes, et ces dernières des solutions que nous nommons la révolution. Nous allons continuer aujourd'hui cette thématique de l'Afrique du Sud, le développement du soul, funk et jazz. Et on prit un peu plus de temps qu'on pensait pour faire une perspective les dernières semaines sur le soul. On commence à retourner dans le temps. Mais au début de l'émission, on aura l'occasion quand même de rester autour des fins 70, début 80, une musique qui devient explicitement politisée. L'acte même d'avoir adopté le soul ayant été un rejet du système d'apartheid et les identités tribales imposées ou voulues par le régime minoritaire. On ira à l'encontre non seulement de l'identité, mais expressément politiser une musique à l'intérieur de l'Afrique du Sud et à l'extérieur. Ensuite, vers la fin de l'émission, nous retournons dans le temps pour explorer une série de musiques qui se sont développées au fur et à mesure que les contacts entre cultures indigènes et occidentaux et même asiatiques, vont faire de l'Afrique du Sud, ou l'État qui deviendra l'Afrique du Sud, un endroit des fois cosmopolite, où une musique musulmane, asiatique, indigène, américaine, occidentale, créera des mouvements néo-traditionnels et des formes de musique très puissantes. Sur les ondes du peuple, 90,3 MF, The Mothership Connection, Funky Revolutions. Dans notre dernière demi-heure, la semaine dernière, nous avons accueilli les Montréalais Key Lights, groupe de funk, qui ce soir lancera leur album Key Lights à Montréal, dans le ancien Ilma Toré. On ira dans quelques minutes à écouter certaines de leurs propos ou de leur musique. Pour lancer l'émission, à partir de Sékou Kiéta, nous revenons sur la musique des Key Lights qui lance leur album ce soir à Montréal, Tell Me The Truth, sur les ondes du peuple, 90,3 MF à Montréal.
You can tell me the truth now that it's over. We don't have to scream and blame. Mama said it's just a crying shame. Tell me you're fine. And for once I believe you. There's nothing to prove. You can tell me the truth. I remember way back when we were better then. You can tell me the truth now that it's over. You don't have to play part. Take the time to mend our broken hearts. We were so young, just children with promises we couldn't keep. There's nothing to prove. You can tell me the truth. I remember way back when we were better then.
Better then.
When I add up all the time away, I take another day.
Another day.
Because it takes time and devotion. Just tell yourself those little lies. It's a law of emotion. I can tell you the truth now that it's over. We both had time to think. I hope one day we can raise a drink to what could have been. The places we've seen and the times we had.
there's no whole excuse. You can tell me the truth. I remember way back when we were better than. When I add up all the time away, I take another day. Who has the time for devotion? Just tell yourself those little lies. It's a law of emotion.
Look out! Put the L in my lovin', the S in my sunshine. And I'm so glad that you're mine, all mine, all mine. Woo, woo. Come on, baby. Oh, yeah. And make love with dogs. That's what we're doing now, baby. Making love with dogs. I know you know how to go, baby. Making love with dogs. Woo, woo.
Thank you.
CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. My name is Khalid, and this, of course, is Funky Revolutions, the Mothership Connection. We continue with our series on soul, funk, and jazz in South Africa, especially during the apartheid era, coming to an end of the 70s and 80s, as we have been in the last couple of weeks. Over the last few weeks, we've really looked at soul, funk, and disco's influence on South African music as a genre, and also as an influence a little bit on indigenous musics or neo-traditional musics or music of identified more with certain townships than the urban sound of soul, funk, and jazz. We've started the program with 22 Strings, a new album from Seko Kiara out of Senegal, one of the top performers on the Kora at this moment in time, and then moved to our guest's music from last week. Our last half hour, we had members of the Key Lights quartet that launches the self-titled album tonight at Bar Le Ritz, 179 Jean Talon West. We heard Tell Me the Truth from the Key Lights, who launch, as I say, their album to this evening at Bar Le Ritz. And then we went from there to a classic Lover Jones by Johnny Watson, Guitar Watson, and then Afro Funk with their self-titled track Afro Funk. Today we look really at a little bit more of the soul, a little disco influence era, late 70s, early 80s, some of the more politically aggressive music, not just by being, by espousing a new urban identity over the as they had in the late 60s and 70s, but really after the 1976 we saw in the last few weeks with the Soweto uprising, the student strike movement, their deaths, and then the troubles of the 70s. A desperate regime trying to clamp down. And as we heard last week, about 60% of all music that was submitted for broadcast would be refused for a variety of reasons. But the music would continue to evolve and take on more politically overt music. Both neo-traditional, indigenous musics became very political, used by the ANC, among others, to as a really conscious decision to politicize the music and use music, culture, as a tool of the struggle. And also the development of more popular musics, as we saw two or three weeks ago, into the 80s, bubblegum and all of that, how electronic music production and disco had its influence on pop music and urban musics. For the ear, that takes quite a while for the ear to get used to the subtleties of music, and the terms we use to describe music, as I've said, jive or mbakanga, include like blues, like jazz, like rhythm and blues, a whole series of musics, genres, subtleties, and deviations, which we hope to explore as we go back in time in the next few weeks. One of the records or series of records that interested us in the last few weeks, in fact, was music put out by Strut Records, a series called Next Stop Soweto. And a couple of weeks ago, they dropped Volume 4, Zulu Rock, Afro Disco, and Impaganga, 1975 to 1985. One of the groups that spearheaded a more political, aggressive funk sound, disco sound mixed with traditional elements was a group called Kabasa. Their most recent contribution on this Next Stop Soweto Volume 4 is Onga Fula Achi Falo on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. This is on Funky Revolutions Part 10, the political aspects of funk soul, its influence in the late 70s and 80s on CKUT 90.3 FM à Montréal. Thank you. CKUT 90.3 FM, part 10 of our series on soul funk and disco in South Africa. We started with Kabasa, taken from the newest release from Strut Records series, Next Up, a Soweto released at the end of last month, volume 4. And then from their earlier classic from Hugh Masekela, did internationally very well, one of the dance floor classics of the South African exile trumpeter Hugh Masekela. Boys are doing it, and Saki Special Band with Bashimane, and then Midnight Stars, Poppy's Disco. As we move through funk, and what you have is elements, except for the Hugh Masekela track, elements of musicians who had strived in various forms, and as the end of the 70s come, a certain sense of authenticity is sought by a number of groups who've had an influence of soul funk played in these bands, and then decided to go elsewhere with the music in resisting apartheid. One of those groups would be the Malo Poets. They were created in 1978. Original members had been part of a group called Purple Haze, kind of a Afro-funky rock amalgamation. They had started in Johannesburg, and it was really the guitarist Kenny Mathaba and Patrick Sefolosha who started the group with a couple of other members and would continue creating music until 1986 when they split apart. They were a group that tried to take the modern Mbakanga feel, revolutionized more aggressively in the late 70s through the student youth movement and as inheritors of the black consciousness movement that had started in the late 60s, early 70s, with, among others, Stephen Biko. The group was heavily censored, and they would perform a series of musics. You'd had groups like Uhuru and some of the other groups we saw last week forming in different parts of South Africa, and their songs, whenever they talked about, for example, Africa Shall Unite, one of their groups, led them to being deported in 1978. And then they would be reintroduced as another group, members who had returned and would come back as Sanko Mota later in the 80s, and had a number of successes in the 80s as well. Durban-based Malo Poets started in Johannesburg, but they really symbolized this new youth movement looking for African sounds and images in their music. They were students, performers, and they had a bunch of songs that spoke of the regime, of their experience, and eulogized Africa and also its future. Formed in July, 17th of July 1978, again around by author Gwen Ansell in her book Soweto Blues. And that was the anniversary of the death of John Coltrane. And Pat Sefolosha, the group leader, said that Coltrane was the godfather of the group. We got much of our inspiration from his records, although he played jazz, and our sound is closer to African traditional music. There were 5-6-piece lineup, drums, percussion, saxophone, guitar, flutes, and marimba. These groups would play festivals, student shows, and became widely known in the early 80s, playing in Johannesburg and beginning to record into the 80s. As they said about the what they were trying to do is that the record companies wouldn't support them. Why some of their first recordings were in the end recorded but not released had to do, they suspect, with the politics and their traditional, if not tribal, sounds. As Pat Sefolosha said, in South Africa, you can never do as you want to. We have to make our arrangements more commercial, otherwise the record companies won't take it. If you want music to be on record, it can never be as you desire it to be. Many groups are now playing the producer's music, not their own. Artists should come together, and if we can form a big musicians union that could accommodate all musicians. In 1981, the Malo Poets released an album called Sound of the People, with 9 original songs in isiZulu. And you'll have some of the whooping and shouts, the ululation of traditional Zulu music in their live performances, and had performers dancing. They were typical of this kind of movement to a Zulufication among some Zulu-oriented groups or arising out of the Zulu communities, who really went back to a kind of costume performance, even when they're playing very modern soul disco musics. Their music was full of music from South and Central Africa. They looked into Maskanda music and did a bunch of fusions of saxophone and mbakanga, rock, guitar. And their songs, their music, as said in Sound of the People, was this is the sound of the people. This is Africa. This music would eventually be banned as well. But I thought we'd listen to some of the music that they did produce. And they really were trying to find a more authentic identity in a different way. As the students in the late 60s, early 70s embraced soul music as a rejection of the apartheid politics of tribalization. These groups refused some of the sound of the 70s to reach back into more of an indigenous Pan-African or South African identity. This is The End Is Near by the Malo Poets on CKUT 90.3 FM à Montréal.
This is no joke. This thing that we are engaged in. When people are no longer sure whether they will be there tomorrow, it is no joke. And when our townships are being overrun by buffers and gaspers and tank-like vehicles and soldiers with guns and live ammunition, it is no joke. And when people are being beaten up, and there is no respect for little children. This is no joke.
Oh, against COVID-19 is now underway for priority groups. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book your appointment online. If necessary, you can also call 1-877-644-4545. Once you've been vaccinated, it's important to continue to protect yourself by following the basic health guidelines. The vaccine, a safe way to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT is hiring a spoken word coordinator. Do you have a passion for storytelling and amplifying perspectives outside of the mainstream media landscape? Are you interested in working at a collectively run, independent community radio station? CKUT's spoken word coordinator is a full-time position starting June 1st that is responsible for the coordination of all CKUT's spoken word programming and is part of CKUT's collective management committee. The position is 35 hours a week, pays $18.36 an hour, and applications will be accepted until 9 a.m. on May 3rd, 2021. Please visit ckut.ca for more details. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
What if you went all the way live and stepped aside?